Supervisor Garcia, voters, friends, and residents, welcome to this new and exciting inaugural edition of the new podcast of the Miami-Dade Office of the Supervisor of Elections, titled The Ballot Brief with Alina Garcia, where each month we'll take a deep dive into elections and into democracy so that we all have a better understanding of the electoral process. Madam Supervisor, good morning. It's an honor to be here with
you. Good morning, Juan. Good morning. It's great to be here doing this podcast. This is like the new wave of what the young people do. So since we're all so very young, we have to do these podcasts.
Well, you have prioritized outreach from the very first day, and this is just another tool to connect with our voters, to connect with prospective voters especially. And as mentioned, I'm Juan Mendieta, the Director of Strategic Communications in the Office of the Supervisor of Elections. And my role here is just to keep the clock and the moderator. We want to hear from you and all the exciting things that are happening in this office. But before we get into the show, I'd like to discuss Charlie Kirk. Very early on, you issued a strong statement condemning political violence. And what do you have to say today, now that some days have passed since this horrific event?
Well, this is a horrific event. You know, politics is the art of compromise, and it's the art of speaking, which is what, you know, Charlie brought to all of us. And also, he was a man of great faith that believed in God above all things. And it's a tragedy. I think he's a martyr, and I'm very glad that they caught his assassin. But it also, you know, brings a discourse of, you know, what's happening in America. Where's America's soul? You know, it's so important that we pray for this country, and that we pray for our elected officials, and that we have a conversation that of ideas. You know, that was what we were meant to be as a country. And Charlie Kirk was the example of that. He was the example of a man of faith, a good husband, a good father, a man that loved his country. And it's, you know, it's a great loss. It's a great loss, but I know that he will not be forgotten. His wife, Erica, has come forward and said that she's not going to allow that her husband's mission be forgotten. So I know that we will have a lot of people stepping in to make sure that the turning point continues on, and that the discourse continues on. You know, that family values and love for God and country and family remain part of our essence in the United States of America. So, you know, my heart goes out to Erica and to her children, and it's a great loss for our country. It is truly a great loss for our country. Charlie Kirk has left us too early, but you know, God has a plan, and his plan is always great.
Very well said, Madam Supervisor. And irrespective of political allegiance, this is something that should concern us all. Again, political violence has no place in America.
No place in America. None. None at all whatsoever. We've had our share, you know, we're in the 21st century, and it's amazing how still in the 21st century there is so much violence, you know, when there are so many other recourses that we can take.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your leadership and, again, issuing that strong statement right from the outset of that horrific event. In future shows, we're going to have guests join us here in this booth, and we're going to discuss many, many topics. But I think in this inaugural show, it's important to reacquaint our followers with who Alina Garcia is and basically what this office does, kind of at a high level. Okay. So that's what we're going to be doing today. So, Madam Supervisor, you were the first elected Supervisor of Elections here in Miami-Dade County, creating that accountability and responsiveness that voters wanted so that you report to the voters and not to an elected official or the mayor. Tell us about the honor of being that first elected Supervisor of Elections.
Well, it's a great honor. It's an honor of a lifetime, actually, to be the Supervisor of Elections for Miami-Dade County. You know, I was born in Cuba, and in Cuba, we don't have elections. We have a dictatorship. We've had a dictatorship for the last 65, 66 years, and it's a responsibility that I take very seriously. Elections are the cornerstone of our democracy, and it's where our voices are heard. You know, elections are so important, and you know, a lot of people don't go out to vote for the local elections, but they are so important, you know, because they are the ones that really have to do with your everyday life. And we have elections coming up now, November 4th. We have a four, we call it the big four, but actually this year we're going to have five cities, five municipalities: Miami, Miami Beach, Homestead, Hialeah and Surfside. Surfside will only be a question. It won't be candidates, but it's still an election. And we're very excited because we're going to be rolling out our new machines. We vote on paper. Let me make it that very clear. We vote on paper, but the machines are to count the vote. They are tabulators. And these tabulators are faster, more efficient. They keep our elections more secure because also when you vote and you scan this document, it'll keep a picture of your ballot. And this is something new that we weren't doing before. And I think that it brings more transparency to our office. So I'm very excited about that. And we're going to be rolling those machines out on our election for November 4th.
That's excellent. And that segues right into the next question. As far as what your priorities are for this office, definitely security and transparency, but accessibility. But if you could tell our followers what your priorities are as Supervisor of Elections.
Well, my priorities are to get as many people that can register to vote registered and as many people as we can out to the polls each election. Education is super important. It's very important, and that's why we're out there in the community all the time trying to bring our office closer to the voters so that people understand that elections are super important and that they have consequences. You know, you don't have a right to complain unless you vote. You have to go vote in order to be able to complain because people complain, Juan. People complain all the time, but they don't vote. You know, how can you complain if you don't vote? So I encourage everyone to go out to vote. November 4th, Miami, Hialeah, Miami Beach, Homestead, and Surfside. You will be having elections, and there's always three ways to vote. We vote by mail, we vote in person, and we vote early voting. So there's three ways to vote, so there's no excuse to make sure that you go out and vote.
Absolutely. So give us an overview of the functions of the Office of the Supervisor of Elections, the number of employees, the annual budget, the kind of work that happens year-round, not only during elections.
Well, everybody thinks that we only work once every 4 years, but that is not true. We have 67 counties, and counties have elections all the time, plus the state, plus the federal government. So we have elections. We prepare for elections for municipalities all the time, and we also have petitions. When somebody wants to change the Constitution or add something to it, there's a petition process, and we have to go ahead and take care of that and count those. And also, we register people to vote on a regular basis. You know, the law changed, and now if you want to vote by mail, you need to, after each general election, after each presidential or gubernatorial general election, you have to put your name back on the list. So for all of those people that live in Miami, Miami Beach, Homestead, Hialeah, Surfside, that you want to get your vote by mail, it's important that you are on our list. And our telephone number is 305-499-8444, 305-499-8444, if you want to ask to be put back on the list to vote by mail. And you could also visit our website at www.votemiamidade.gov, votemiamidade.gov, you can through there also request to be put on the list to vote by mail, or you can also register to vote. And there's, you know, you should visit our website and follow us. There's a lot of information out there all the time.
And the phone number is easy because it's 499-VOTE.
Right.
So there's no excuse to not be able to get a hold of us. We're always here to serve. And as far as the budget and staffing of this office, tell us about
that. So our budget is $42 million, and we have about 150 employees that are year-round. We also have seasonal employees, and we also have temporary employees for elections, for the polls, you know, poll workers that we call them. And, you know, I encourage people that are retired to please register with us so that they can become poll workers, especially for the midterm elections and for the presidential elections. We need a lot of people. So if you are willing and able, you know, we'd like to encourage you to also become a poll worker. And it's a great process, and you get to see everything firsthand. You get to see how the votes are counted. You get to see how people vote, how, you know, the machines work. It's very interesting, and it's very important.
So talking about the budget, not only did we take a fiscally conservative approach to hold the line and maintain our budget in this office, but very generously, this office, the supervisor of elections, stepped up and helped the county during a time of need and actually returned carryover funds to the county to help solve and balance this year's budget.
We were able to save $3.5 million in this year's budget. You know, I am a fiscal conservative, and anytime that I can save some money, I want to do that. So we were able to give back $3.5 million to the county.
That's wonderful. And now that we have a better understanding of what this office does, we want to hear about you. You've been a lifelong public servant, and I think it's important for our viewers and followers to hear more about your journey. Tell us how you got into this mess or this world of public service. It's very demanding. I see you out there all the time, and it requires a special kind of talent. How did you enter this world?
Well, I've worked for several state representatives and senators for the state of Florida, and also the CFO. I've also worked for the city of Miami. I worked for the county in different capacities. And then I was elected to the Florida House of Representatives, where I served a two-year term. And the office of the supervisor of elections opened up, which had never been an elected position. And my colleagues encouraged me, and they said, oh, Alina, you should run. And I did. I did, and here we are. You know, I'm very excited to be the first supervisor of elections, and it's a very, I take this position very seriously because it's very important. You know, as I said previously, elections are the cornerstone of our democracy, and it's important that our voices are heard, and the way to hear your voice is through the ballot. When you vote, we hear your voice.
I've often seen you at events, and you say you're a behind-the-scenes person. I've seen you setting up tables and chairs and tablecloths. You lead by example. Why is that important? Even as you assume the leadership of this office, I still see you connecting with voters, connecting with residents, setting things up. Why is that important to you?
It's very important to me because you can't lead unless you know how to do, right? So, I haven't been in public office for a long time, but I have been serving the community for a long time, for many years, for over 30 years I've been in public service. And it really is my passion to serve the people. And, you know, if you can help one person each day, that's a great day.
So already in my short tenure in this office, which has been amazing, I've seen you really out there and connecting with people day and night, weekends, holidays included. So you work a lot. But outside of work, what things do you like to do? What are your hobbies? What drives you outside of work?
Well, my favorite thing, my happy place, is dancing. I love to dance salsa. I don't do it often enough. I used to when I was younger, but I do. I love to dance, and I love to go out with my friends. We have a group of girls. We call them La Fabulosas. And we get together, you know, every so often we get together and have dinner and partake, and it's wonderful. I'm very blessed to have great friends.
I've heard you in many speeches discuss how faith and family really drive who you are. They define who you are. Tell us about faith and family and why it's important.
Well, I am the mother of three and the grandma to 11. I know that I look very young, so nobody can believe that I have 11 grandkids, but I do. They range from the age of 7 to 21. I have... I have a brother who's Monsignor Wilfredo Peña. He's the pastor of Santa Bernardita in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And, with faith, we can get through everything. With faith, even the bad things, you can get through them. Without faith, I don't know how people can do it. I really don't, you know. It's a way of life, and it becomes, you know, I guess that the older we get, the more faithful we become, you know, because it's the question of, you know, am I going to go to heaven, right? So you need to make sure that your path to heaven is secured. So you try to do always what's the right thing, not the fun thing, like when you were younger.
I still feel young. Hopefully we're still
young. I feel young too. I feel young too, but you know, it's a new way of life.
Absolutely. And that's important. So we talked about your work. We talked about faith and family, dancing. Not a lot of time left over in your busy life, but perhaps tell us about some guilty pleasures. I know you attempt to watch some Netflix at times.
Yeah.
Tell us what you like to do outside of those
things.
Well,
I love the theater and movies, and I love that. You know, actually, last night we went to see Downton Abbey, the finale, which it was awesome. Great. I love those epic movies. And I love Netflix and Prime, and you know, I watch them all the time. I love the miniseries. Yeah, I like to watch Bridgerton and The Crown. All of those series are...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Miami-Dade really in the last couple decades has become more of a global city, more of a global community. We now have a great food scene here. Any types of food or cuisine that you like?
I love to eat. That's one of my things that I love to do. I love to eat. But I like most things, you know. I love Cuban food. I love Argentinian food. I love Italian food. I love sushi. So I like all kinds of food.
That's amazing. I have the same thing. There's not many foods I don't like.
Yeah.
I really love food. And I love, especially with family and friends, when you break bread, that's so important. You know, having dinner with your loved ones, I think... we need to do more of that in this community.
Yes, it is true. It's important to spend time with friends and family. Sometimes we don't make enough time. You know, we get bogged down and we don't do enough to be with the people that we love.
So we really appreciate your candor and honesty on this show, talking a little bit about your job, but also about things you do outside of the work in that very rare free time that you have. But in closing, what message do you have to our voters and prospective voters? Again, we have elections this fall in 5 municipalities. What is your final message as you look into the camera and speak directly to our voters?
Well, I want to tell you, if you live in the city of Miami, in Miami Beach, in Hialeah, in Homestead or Surfside, it's very important that November 4th, your ballot is cast by 7 p.m. Remember that elections have consequences, and in order to complain, you need to vote. Okay, so I'll see you at the polls.
Well, there you have it. Time went by very quickly on this inaugural podcast of, oh, well, you know something? We're not going to finish that quickly because we have a cafecito break
cafecito.
Happening now.
Thank you so much. Oh,
so, yeah. You know, this is live. So these
no te vayas sin tomar el café de Hialeah.
Thank you so much, Jeanette. This is actually the best coffee of any department I've had right here at the Office of Elections. It's the fuel that keeps us going.
That's right.
So, I'm going to have a little sip of coffee as we finish out this show. So in future shows, again, we're going to have some guests. We're going to broach important topics. We'll be back each and every month with the Supervisor of Elections. And we want to make sure that we hear from you and that we connect with you. So thanks so much for joining us.
Yes.
And we'll see you soon. And as you always say at the end of any speech or any message.
Well, God bless you. Have a great week and we'll see you soon.